Hello.
Yeah, hi Anne, this is Peter here.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you called him?
I have made several attempts. I've waited on the phone for quite a lot of time, most of the afternoon. So I took 5 minutes out for me.
And your call hasn't been connected?
No, at all. No. They after an hour and a half or an hour to an hour and a half, it goes out and you've got to redial it all again.
Now in
Yeah.
that case, you don't have to do anything about it for now, and you have like today is your off day, correct?
Sorry, today I'm off.
Yeah, today you have off. Yes.
I've worked until 2 o'clock. I worked from 5 yesterday afternoon through till, or no, from 3 till
No,
10 this morning.
I said
Oh,
that
sorry.
today is your off day, right?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Today is your off day. Am I right?
Off day. Yeah. I
Yeah.
sort of,
All
yeah. But I
right.
work,
Now,
I'm home now. Yeah.
all right. Now you don't have to do anything about it. Enjoy your weekend for today, and tomorrow you have got a busy schedule. You can't able
Okay.
to speak to me tomorrow, right?
No, and I'll have a client in the car, and I prefer not to.
All right. That's no problem. So, Monday in the morning, when should I give you a call back?
Is afternoon too late?
Not too late, but it might be
Is my
happen that
schedule
you
clear?
might, maybe you need to go to your bank on Monday, so that's the
I can do
reason.
that on Monday. I've put Monday aside for that and the registration of my car. So, yes.
Yeah, then what I'll do, should I get back to you at 12 o'clock?
On Monday.
Yeah.
Yep, you can do that. Oh, hang on. Can I just have a look at my phone? Just a sec.
Yep.
Where are we? Monday the 13th. After 12 would be fine.
Okay. And do you know that how long your bank will gonna open on Monday? About
Well,
4 o'clock?
they normally open from 10 till 4 or 10 till 2.
10 to 4.
Or 10 till, it just depends. It's because it's been after a holiday week. Normally they open about 10 in the morning, and depending on what's happening in the bank itself, they'll yes, it might be earlier or later on an afternoon.
All right, then what I'll do, I'll get back to you on Monday after 12 o'clock.
Yep.
And before you go to the bank, you need to have a word with me. Until or unless you have a word with me, you don't have to go to your bank. Make sure
Okay.
that. Okay?
Right.
It might be
Yep.
happen that if you wanted to. Now, I'm telling you that whenever you are trying to call us on that number, the thing is
I
that the
am,
hack.
aren't I?
Okay,
Yes.
now. Okay, I'm telling you the thing that whenever you are trying to call us on that number, the hackers are tracing your calls and they are trying to, misuse with your details. So that is the reason why they have just blocked us from your server. So whenever you are trying to call us on that number, you can't able to get through on that number. That is the reason why you are not getting through on that number. You don't need to worry about it. I'll get back to you on Monday at 12 o'clock and I will let you know what you need to say to your bank so that you
Yep.
can convince them or you can able to face them properly. Okay?
No, I want to get my money back.
What money back?
It's my money in my account. I want to get it to I be able to use it.
Yeah,
I've blocked, I can't.
that's the main reason because they have just blocked your account. So your main motive is to, unblock your account and register yourself on the online banking. You just set up everything up once people gonna go to your bank. And if they say that they will take this much time they will take 20 days, 25 days, and if they say that you can take the cash by now and we are looking into it, tell them that I don't need any cash. I wanted to settle down my account, or else I will going to change my bank account to other bank.
Mm. I was going to ask you, would that be a wise move or not?
No, like it's just a threat that you have to give them, so that you have got a huge fund on your account. Like if you tell them that you wanted to change the account as a hint, they will gonna definitely tell you, no, you don't have to do that. We will gonna do that for you. We will gonna settle down your account like this.
Well, it's going to have to settle, Peter, because I can't keep going like this. I'm sort of, you know, I'm running here, there and everywhere. And, you know, I've got to watch everything I do now because, I've got I've got to watch petrol and all that sort of stuff. And I've got a business to run as well. So, that makes it hard.
Of course. So you need to tell them like this. And even if they said that you can take the cash and you can spend this money as a cash, tell them why I don't need any cash. I have to pay my bills over the internet, and even I need my account to be unlocked. Why did you block my account? I have sent that 20,000 to my own son-in-law. You have found it suspicious. You have unblocked my account. That's not a problem. But right now I have to use my account. I have to pay my bills. I have bills to pay. I have debts to pay. So why you have
that? Do you reckon? My account? Yeah. Do you reckon they know, I'm sure they do, that, what was I going to say? No, it doesn't matter. I was going to ask a question, but it's not important. How much would these hackers know?
They know that you have made a transfer of 20,000.
Which I haven't got back yet.
it is in your bank account only. But they can't able to see it. According to them, you have made a normal transaction to your son-in-law. That is Mr. Dobson. Okay. So they know that you have already made a transfer of 20,000. It has been succeeded. And the rest of the money that you have been made, that is 19,900. It is not succeeded yet. Yes. They say, if they ask you that, do you know about this transaction, tell them, yes, you have made the transaction by your own self from your internet banking. Because you have got a daily limit of 20,000, so that is your reason why you can't be able to send that money at a time. So you have tried to send the money in part.
I'll write all this down closer to the time. Now, who's group 14 or 10 or something? Within the Commonwealth Bank. The group, is it a group 14 within the Commonwealth Bank?
Like, they are the fraud team of your, local branch, and whom I have been spoken with, they are the main fraud squad. They don't deal with any local branches, or even they don't deal with any common people.
Because that's where Margaret was from.
I'm sorry?
That rang me. Margaret was from that team. When she said, I'm Margaret from the Group 4 team.
Yeah, like they are the fraud team of your local bank. They are not like that fraud team that I'm talking about.
Yeah, she was a nasty piece of work.
Yeah, like whenever you will gonna go to your local bank, they will gonna say that, you just sit down and let me have a word with the fraud team, or they will gonna call the fraud team, or there would be some fraud department in the local bank, but they are the fraud department of your local bank.
I just wondered who they were. I've got all these notes written down, and I'm just trying to work it out. So they've been watching me for a while, I think, by the sound of things, have they?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get that.
Have the hackers been watching me for a long time, have they?
Yes, of course.
That doesn't make me feel very comfortable.
Yeah, like
because
they've
got my address and everything.
No, they are not only watching you, they are able to see all the transactions that you're making on the internet platform.
They're stop using your money.
No, like that's why I told you that we will
Yeah.
gonna put your money on the digital currency so that
Yeah.
whenever it will be needed, you can transfer the funds from your digital currency to your account, and then you can use that money.
Yeah. So I can have that account, those account accounts set up the way I had them set up, can't I?
Yes. It would be the same way like it was before, but we can't able to, save that money at a time because it's a huge amount. So we have to secure the money in a part one to
You
digital
can
currency.
take that big amount. You can take most of that big amount and put it out. It's only the other little amounts that I need.
Okay, but
Because
there is also a limit on it. So that is the reason.
yeah.
So we will
Okay.
try our level best that if they will gonna authorize that transaction, like if they will gonna unblock your account, that's good. Or else I will gonna let you know that in which bank account you have to create the account, which we can able to provide you the security. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
Tell
it's
me
scary.
that do
It's scary.
you have got any do you have got any Bendigo bank nearby to your home? Any
Any what?
Bendigo? Bendigo bank.
Bendigo Bank? No.
Do I have that?
And I don't even know that there's one in Dubbo. And that means it's not handy. It's not handy for me because if it's not, that's a half an hour's run away.
All right. First of all, we will gonna try this on the Combank only to unblock your account, or else I will gonna suggest you. I will gonna make sure that everything will go in a proper way. So I'll do the rest of the thing for you, but it will take some time. Maybe it will take
Okay.
1 week, or
That's okay.
maybe
Now tell me.
more than
Now
that.
tell
But
me.
every day
Yeah.
I have to have a word with you for at least 15 to 20 minutes because the investigation will need some time. But I need your cooperation, man. Because you see that the bank employees of your bank, they will try their level best just to manipulate you or dig out all the information out of you just to scare you. But make sure
Yeah.
I want your cooperation. You need to be very smart in front of them, and you need to act very, normal in front of them. That's it.
I can't let my anger take over.
You need to be confident with your words while you are facing them. That's it.
I'm not the one for this, really. I'm not. I'm shaking all the time.
You need to be confident. I will gonna let you know before you go to go before you go on Monday to your bank. I will gonna
Yeah.
making you prepare of each and everything so that you can face them confidently. I'm gonna tell you what are the questions they might be asked to you. I will gonna
Yeah.
let you know so that you can make sure you will gonna prepare all these things and you can face them up properly. Okay?
This is terrible that they can do this to people.
Yeah, sorry.
I just want
Yeah.
this 200,000 out of there. I just don't want it in my shown under my name.
Yeah, so the thing is that they will do one thing. They one more thing that will they will gonna do. They will gonna making people frustrated. So that
Yeah.
once upon a time you will gonna get frustrated. You have to go to your bank for 2 or 3 times, and then you will gonna realize that you can't able to do this. You are about to give up. So that's what they
Well,
will do to you, that they will gonna make you frustrated so that you can't do anything about it, and they can able to steal your money, and that's what they have done. They are
it's just I
making
can't
people
believe
frustrated.
there was that the only three that you know of that were made and didn't succeed? The three that I got the notification of, the 35, the 25, and the 20, all 3 days running. Do you know?
Yeah, these were the transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted on the last 2 days from your account. Now, if they manage to get that sort of money, they can easily able to get all the money out of your account from the
Yeah.
Access account. That is the
So
reason.
what stopped the transactions going through when they
That's
made application?
Yeah, that's what we have to catch the bank employees, and even that's why we are trying to, you know, catch these bank employees down. But they haven't approved the payment yet, and even what they have done, they have blocked your account.
Yeah.
Which is tough to find it easy. So right at the moment, we don't have got any evidence. So what we will gonna do after you unblock your account, whether I will gonna put your money on a digital currency under your name, and you can able to use it from there, because it is very, very safe.
Okay. I just need access to you all the time. Now, how do I ring you then if I can't ring you on that number?
Okay, I'll do one thing. After a few moments, I'll gonna send you an email. If you wanted to ring me, you can, you know, reply on this email that we need to talk, or call me back on your number, then I will gonna give you a call back. We will gonna talk over the email.
Okay. All right. This is getting harder and harder.
Don't have to think about it today. You just enjoy your weekend. I'll get back to you, and I'm giving you the pressure on Monday.
if they've frozen my account, at least I guess that's a good thing in a way, or not?
What? Who frozen
your account? The bank has frozen my account.
No, we have frozen your bank account in a part wise. I said that it will take 24 hours that we have frozen your bank account. After 24 hours, the account is not blocked from our end. Once they will gonna unblock your account, because we both cannot able to block the account. They would gonna
so you've blocked my account. You guys have blocked my account.
No, we have blocked your account for the next 24 hours on that day. But you can able to, whenever we have frozen your account, like you can still able to log in into your account and check the balances. But your bank has blocked your account. So that not even you can able to log in, or not able you can able to use your card details for that.
No, I can't use anything.
So that's what they have done. So your main motive is to unblock your account from your bank, and you just tell them you have got your client ID number. You just wanted to reset the password. You go to your bank and reset the password and make a note of that things, and then you come back home, and I will gonna let you know that what you need to do after that.
Okay. This is ridiculous, isn't it? Well, why did the bank say that they'd blocked my account?
That's my question. That if you tell them that you have, maybe you were get confused on yesterday that you haven't spoken to me, and you have told them that you don't know anything about the transaction, maybe. So that is the reason they have just unblocked your account like this.
Oh God, it's getting worse and worse. Just give me the money and I'll run.
you just unblock the account, then I'll do the rest of the thing for you. But I need your cooperation.
You're trying to get them to answer the phone, put, you know, like trying to get my call answered has been hopeless.
Yeah, that's what they have done. They are just playing with you.
Someone is. They've kept me on hold for 7 hours yesterday.
Yeah, right. Because they don't want that your account will get unblocked, because they can easily run away. They are aware of this, and they are definitely aware of this at the moment.
Lovely. Okay. All right.
You need to be confident. On Monday, before you go to your bank, you need to talk to me. I will gonna guide you and let you know what you need to say them, so that you can able to face them properly and confidently.
Okay. All right. Well, the manager's nice. I don't mind her. She's quite nice. So.
Yeah, it might be happened that the manager is also involved with this crime. So
I know.
You enjoy your weekend. I'll talk to you more on Monday, and I'll let you know that what you need to do. All right.
Okay,
take care of yourself. Bye for now.
Bye.